This is Akashvani, the news read by Juliet Arakel. In Maharashtra, the much-awaited cabinet expansion of the ruling Mahayuti government is taking place at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. BJP leaders Radhakrishna, V.K. Patil and Chandrakant Patil took oath as cabinet ministers in the state government. Maharashtra BJP chief Chandrasekhar Banvakule also takes oath as cabinet minister. It comes after the swearing-in ceremony of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and his deputies in Mumbai. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath to the new ministers in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers. The winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin tomorrow. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated the Geoscience Museum at the Victoria Market Building in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. This state-of-the-art museum is set to become a hub for geoscience education and public engagement. The Geoscience Museum represents a unique initiative by the Geological Survey of India to showcase the wonders of earth sciences while promoting scientific temperament and knowledge sharing among the public. The Vice President also unveiled the statue of Maharaja Srimant Jivaji Rao Sindhya at Jivaji University. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the concluding session of the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi is chairing the conference for the second day today. He chaired the meeting yesterday as well. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, focuses on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's resolve to end the menace of Naxalism from Chhattisgarh by 31st of March 2026. He hailed the state police's effort in curbing left-wing extremism over the past year. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Raipur to mark the prestigious President's Colour Award to Chhattisgarh Police. He appealed to Maoists to join the mainstream and make the best use of the surrender policy of the state government. He praised the Chhattisgarh Police for anti-Naxal operations over the years, saying that it is among the most courageous forces in the country fighting Maoists and making lives of citizens easy. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai also congratulated the state police for the honour. Nation is paying homage to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his death anniversary today. Fondly known as the Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel is a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence. He served as the first Deputy Prime Minister of India and also held the home portfolio. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remarked that the personality and work of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen for the unity and integrity of the nation and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah called him the symbol of the country's unity and added that his dedication towards national unity and integrity laid a strong foundation for Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, the cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh over the next 2 days. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. And that is the end.